Why wouldn't you want to be famous? You can tweet at PetchNamie424-1234, be part of the show. Here's one reason I wouldn't want to be famous. Lady Gaga, killer performance on the Super Bowl on Sunday night. The woman's got amazing vocals. She's extremely talented. She's passionate about things. She stands up for those who don't have a voice. And yet here she is.
And she's vocal in what she believes
in. Yes. Mm-hmm. And here she is on Sunday night Super Bowl, and she's got her outfit on. Cute as could be.
Yep.
She's got a little belly pooch thing that I don't even know what you would call it, because she's just a person, and she's got the tiniest bit of skin that hangs over her shorts, and everybody's saying she's fat. Look, she's gross. Look at that flab of skin that she has. She responded to her body shamers on Instagram last night. She said, I heard my body's a topic of conversation, so I wanted to say I'm proud of my body, and you should be proud of yours too.
Do you know what? It comes with it, doesn't it? Because you're constantly, if you're really famous, you're constantly under the microscope. I imagine, and I can't even imagine how thick a skin that you have to have, because if you're someone who takes everything to heart, then you'll get destroyed very quickly. Like, it just comes,
it doesn't come with it. It shouldn't, because
it shouldn't, but it does.
How exhausting. This is the reason that girls have, that 18-year-olds are getting lip injections and butt implants, because you can never, you cannot please anybody. And while you say that comes with it, it's exhausting that you're teaching your younger sisters, your daughters, whoever it is, your friends, that God forbid you have this, if you could even call that an imperfection, if you could even look at Lady Gaga and that little stomach, it was adorable. It was,
you sort of get hold of it and shake it like a baby's cheeks.
No, I'd never do that. My God, that alone would cause enough. But the fact that you can even, out of all of that, that you find the one thing that maybe you think is an imperfection and zoom in on it. It's what terrible people are we? Who are we? Why is that what we've become?
It's the
Why can't you
in.
Just be who you are? And it goes
you
both can't. Ways. It's not just you're too heavy. It's the exact opposite way. If you're doing your makeup and your hair, why are you trying so hard? You don't look like that when all that comes off. Like, my God.
You're constantly under the microscope. And I guess, you know, I mean, it's bad enough for regular people. And because they, you know, the people say certain things to them, like you just said, like, oh, why are you all dressed up today? Like, it even happens in here sometimes. Like, if you're, you know, like you come in, you might have some makeup on and stuff that you might not normally have the rest of the week. And they come in,
really known for my makeup or my hair.
No, but sometimes their boss will come in, you look nice today, and it's that whole world. You don't, that means, well, you don't normally look that nice. Like, it's so weird. Like,
you cannot please anybody.
No.
If you're too fit, right? If you're too thin, if you're too fit, you care too much about yourself. Why are you in the gym all the time? Eat a sandwich. How often do you get that? And then you're too heavy. Should you be eating that? Like, can you hop off of my jock? Can I just live my life and you live your life? You focus on you.
Because everybody wants to be in everybody else's business.
I will never understand that. And good for Lady Gaga for staying up for herself, but should she even have to? If you could look at Lady Gaga and see anything but just a beautiful woman who's extremely talented, you are a crazy person.
Comes with it. When you're that famous, you need to hire a person who can deal with that side of things, because when you're famous, everyone's going to try to nitpick you all the time.
That's just how it is. Why wouldn't you want to be famous? You can tweet at PetchNamie424-1234 to be part of the show.